Okay, good morning, Chevra.
Good morning.
Big yasher koach to all of our crew, to our breakfast crew, and welcome back to Ricky, and yasher koach to our sous chef, Yossi Radner, stepping in, and all the guys, you know who you are. Thank you. From beginning to end. We do not have a sponsor this morning. If anyone wants to step in. Sever Shemal, Sinsfaten Mal, Sundritten Mal, yeah? Memory of your brother, Ricky. I'm stepping in as well, and I'm sponsoring as well in memory of your brother. And we should learn the Ilui Nishmato. Andrew's in too, in memory of your brother. Okay, Shkoyev. His name in Hebrew? Shmuel Gershom Ben and Duvid Elimelech. Okay. Neshama Shavan Aliyah. Okay. So there's a beautiful piece that we're going to have to flip back and forth a little bit on, but I think it's worth it. So Parshas Tetzaveh is all about, right? There's only a few things to talk about in Parshas Tetzaveh for the most part, right? You have the beginning, it talks about the menorah. Then you have all of the big day kahuna, the vestments of the Kohen Gadol. And then you have the fact that Moshe's name is not, you know, doesn't appear. It's pretty much like, and then there's some, Tamid situation, but pretty much that's it. And beautiful piece in the Kli Yakar who discusses a very special color that we have. It's the one that says Tetzaveh, that's what we're starting on. And that is obviously Techeles. Ve'asita et me'il ha'efod, Kliel Techeles. So you have this me'il, this, right, if you see the picture of the Kohen Gadol, you know, with the breastplate and the choshen, the stones, and underneath is like this blue, a completely blue garment. Kliel Techeles. So he explains why Kliel Techeles. Now, if anyone who knows the ancient world, you study just a little bit, you understand this is the royal blue, right? How they got it is a whole different story, right? We know, and there are people in Israel who are to this day mining it, making a lot of money on it, to be bringing Techeles back. But it's, there's no question it's a color that denotes royalty, that denotes a sense of, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of godliness in the world. Lefisha me'il mechaper alashin har. So he says, well, the me'il, according to Gemara Erechin, is supposed to be mechaper, supposed to be atoned for lashon hara. We know what lashon hara is in all of its forms. Al kenaya kulo techeles. Therefore, it was completely blue. Ki techeles domet liyam, because techeles, right, the blue, that color is compared to the sea. Val yedei techeles yistakel bayam umimenu yireh v'chein ya'aseh. And through the Techeles, you'll look at the sea, and you'll see what the Yam does, and then you'll do that. What does that mean? Meaning, in some way, the Yam, the ocean, is meant to inspire someone to keep his mouth shut, to not speak Lashon Hara. What do we mean? Ki bayam ne'amar, va'eshbor alav chuki, I put upon it, I set, or I break down upon it my law, my physical law, right, the law of physics. Vasim b'riachu d'latayim, and I put kind of like a doorway and a block, some sort of a pillar and a door. Va'omar ad po tavo v'lo tosif, and I say, this again, it's a pasuk from Eo, very poetic language. And I say, here's where you could go, and you can't go further than that. What's going on? I'm talking about the ocean, right? As the waves go, right, and they're on their way, and you know, unless you know beach erosion, we know it takes over years and years and years. Those remember, you know, Miami Beach. The beach was a lot bigger, back, I don't know, 20 years ago, and longer. But the reality is, right, what we see is, no, it doesn't continue on, right? Obviously, if it continued on, a tsunami, right, it would be a total disaster. But that doesn't happen. So what does that do with Lashon Hara? V'kach natana Kodesh Baruch Hu el ha-lashon choma u'b'riach. In the same way, Hashem gave to our language, to the way that we can talk, or our ability to speak, a wall and a pillar. And it says in the Gemara Nerchin, I literally have encircled or kind of surrounded it with two walls. Surrounded our tongue. Achat shel etzem, ve'achat shel basar. Right? What is it? Achat shel etzem, achat shel basar. It's our teeth and it's our mouth and it's our lips. Right? Basically, like stomata peh. Be quiet. Right? Umay itenu ma yosif lach shmir lashon remia. Right, you want to say something, it's going to throw it out there, but no, you have to stop. So it makes sense to learn how we should speak, to learn to control ourselves from just watching that metaphor of the sea. That, you know, it wants to go out there, it wants to spread whatever gossip or whatever venom or whatever yuckiness or whatever, you know, just some talk about people or just negative types of language. But it doesn't stop, right? It stops it. It doesn't do it. V'zeu tam ha'tcheles shedom aliyam. And this is the reason why it says that tcheles, right, is compared to the sea. Ki v'istaklo v'tcheles. Yenizkar el hayam, because when you see the tcheles, all that blue, it'll remind you of the sea. Shedoma lo batseva, which is similar to it in color. Umemela yitbonen az b'maaseh hayam, umimena yireh v'chein yaseh. And then you'll think about the ocean, you'll think about how the wave goes and it rushes and then it stops, and we might have this feeling inside, we want to get it out there and say whatever it is we want to say, and we stop. Think about it, it's actually a really brilliant metaphor. You know, and it's something to think about, right? We use something, we want to have something from the world that we see to be able to impact us in a way to affect our midot, right? To affect the way that we could control ourselves. But in Parshat Shlach, okay, so that's nice. Now, but in Parshat Shlach, so in Parshat Shlach is the end of Parshat Shlach is the Parsha of Tzitzis, right? The Parsha of Tcheles. Be'ezrat Hashem yitba'er v'inyan zeh gam inyan tcheles shel tzitzis. So we'll talk about the tzitzis. G'demaz gibi yalkut, parashat hazinu, Amar Moshe, Yistaklu v'ashamayim shebarati l'shameshchem, Shem ha'shinu midatam. We'll talk about this in a minute, right? As Moshe says, look at the heavens, right? And look at the sun, moon, stars, or the cosmos, the universe. It doesn't stop working, right? The earth, you know, moves on its axis, and the orbit, and the sun, and the moon, etc. V'chein le'in ha'yam, the same thing with the sea. Shnemar ha'oti lo tironu, Hashem, Ashasamti Khol Gvul Layam. I made the sand as a boundary for the sea. Vizet Tamatcheles, Vizakhiras Kol Mitzvos Hashem. So it's very nice. Okay, it stops you from Lashon Hara. It's about, you know, self-control. But we know that really Techeles is also supposed to remind us of what? Re'isem Oso, Uzakhar Temet Kol Mitzvot Hashem. You're supposed to look at the Petil Techeles, right? The string, the blue string inside. There's all these different ways to tie, but right, we look at the blue string inside, and it's supposed to remind us of all of the mitzvos. Well, is it lashon hara? Is it all the mitzvos? So therefore, you're going to look at the sea. You're going to look at the sea and say, look at how the sea has its law, right? It doesn't you know, breach the sand or whatever. It doesn't breach the shore that it gets to. So in the same way, I'm not going to breach the laws that Hashem has given me, right? They're here. There are these strands. Yeah, I get it. There's white, there's blue, and there's a way that I need to live my life, right? That's representative of the blue in the Tcheles, right? So reminding us of the sea, look, I'm going to live my life like that as well. Kach yaseh gamu, that's what you should do as well. Now, what we're missing is, in general, I'm surprised no one brought it up yet, right? Here it talks about, okay, it looks like the sea. What are we missing? Yeah, what about the heaven? The truth is, the way that we've always seen the Gemara, always heard about it, is you're going to look at, how does it remind you of the mitzvot of Hashem? You're going to look at the tcheles, it'll remind you of the sea. Then you'll, when you think about the sea, you think about the horizon, and it'll lead you to the sky, to the heavens, and then you'll look at the sky, you'll think about the sky, and you'll think about the Kisei HaKavod, you'll think about Hashem and his throne of glory. And that's not brought down here. All you have is like, cut, stop, nothing, right? Don't speak, right? Watch your mouth, and you know, keep the mitzvos. That's the way, you know, and don't do anything further. So it's not expansive in this way. So he continues, and he says, you'll also, it'll remind you now of the heavens. That the heavens, like we said, the cosmos, the earth, it doesn't change. It you know, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, etc., etc. And you'll want to connect to Hashem. Because that's where your soul sort of wants to be. And look at, check it out in Parsha Shlach, and you'll, because that's really where I'm talking about. V'chan, he says, Ikar atam shalatcheles vilmod min hayam levad ka'amur. But here, in this parsha, Parshas Tetzaveh, it's only about the blue garments, right? I'm thinking there are a bunch of people wearing, there are people right here wearing these blue, full blue garments. That's the tchelis, right? The full blue. That full blue is supposed to remind you just about the sea, and that has to do with your mouth and watching the way that you talk. Okay, very nice. Flip the page. Let's see how this is explicated further, right? Because there's a totally different approach in the same medrash, right? And he's choosing to just stop it literally at the ocean shore, just like the wave stops, right? And he doesn't go further. And it's a little bit depressing, right? Because it's like, it's a very, usually, I don't know, the way that I always learn this concept of the tcheles, whatever, it's supposed to like sort of inspire you. Not to be like, hey, don't do this. This is not the way we are, right? It's a very different approach than we're used to. Usually, tchel is supposed to be much more of something that's about love, not necessarily fear. So let's see. The asula hem tzitzis for Gomer. Kol tochen aparshat zarech beyur. Kiyehi is kor kol mitzvot Hashem. Al yivei sheis takeh b'chut shel tchelet. He says, how can I remember all of the mitzvot of Hashem just because of this little blue string? How does it do that? So we're going to see the first derech. Haderech Rishon. Al derech Shomer b'sifri mi'biyoba al-e'alku parshas ha'azinu ha'shamayim. Amor la'kodesh baruch le'moshe, amor la'em le'yisrael, yistaklu ba'shamayim, shabarsu la'shameshchem, shem ha'shinu midatam. Is exactly what we saw earlier, right? Does the earth change? Does the universe change? O shema ala galgal chama min ha'marav. Does the sun, you know, all of a sudden rise in the west one day? It doesn't. And more than that, they're happy to do it. It rejoices in doing it. And it says the same thing about the sea. Oh, it doesn't stop. The beach, you know, is what it is. And when it comes to the beach, this is the difference. When it comes to the ocean, according to like sort of midrashic language, it's hot. According to the ocean, It's actually, as opposed to the sun and the moon and the stars, when they rise and they set whatever, they're happy to do it. That's like sort of a midrashic rendering based on scriptural, based on psukim. When it comes to the ocean, it's mitzta'er la'asot. It wants to go further. I mean, there's a beautiful medrash about the water, about waves, right? That like the waves, they try to go up. They're going up and then they fall down. Why are they trying to go up? Because they're trying to go up to Shemayim. Where's their water in Shemayim? Remember the early creation story, right? Hashem takes water and he separates waters and there's upper waters and lower waters. So there's this concept that like the waves of the ocean, right? They want to reconnect. They want to reconnect with Hashem and they can't. And there's like tzar on that. That's why that's the concept of Nisucha Mayim. On Sukkot, we say, oh look, don't worry. You're going to go water. The water is also going to go on the Mizbeach. Don't worry, right? Like, don't be upset. But there's something about, there's a distress involved. And he says, Mikan raya shayam einu mishame midaso mihira, sher mitzar la'asoto ve'ein rashai. He says, what we see is that the way that the ocean operates, it operates out of fear. Ve'ashamayim einu mishanim midatame ahava. But heavens doesn't change its order through love. Kamosha Amar, Lo'od Ela Shesameach La'asot. It's happy to do it. Again, it's based on Sukkot. That's what we're used to, right? That progression. Sea, heavens, throne of glory. For sure, like the colors, we understand the colors are similar. Because Tcheles isn't like, doesn't look like heaven. Ela kol echad note betzivo ela domelo, right? So ve'o kol echad amok mechaveiro. So the Tcheles is more similar. The Tcheles color is more similar to the sea, and then the sea sort of brings you up to the sky, and so on and so forth. Ubamamar zechatam kol einyan lomar. My inyan istaklu bechutcha Tcheles l'shiyizkor al yedei zekol mitzvot Hashem v'lo yetzei min amida afilu kim lo neima ela l'fisha Tcheles doma l'yam. Right? Again, the sea, you're going to look, you're going to remember how the sea operates, and it doesn't change from the way it is, and it has gebulot. And you'll see that, and you'll have yira. Right? And that's why it says, ki istaklu, istaklu bayam. Look at it, glance at it. Ki istaklu hainu lashon tzitzit. The word tzitz, what does it mean? You know what tzitzit means? It doesn't mean fringes. It means to see or to peek. Meitzitz min acharakim, as it says. Shunin zarm lashon meitzitz min acharakim. Peeking through the cracks. Lahainu shayayya meitzitzu mistakel bayam. You should stare at it. Sheinu mashanam midato. You should think about it. How it doesn't change. Right? Has a certain consistency in the way that it operates. Kachu lo yeshana v'kavachomer. In the same way, you shouldn't change. You should be a shtarka Jew. You should be solid. You should come to minyan. You should learn. You should put on your tefillin every day. You should have a routine. You need to have that routine. If you don't, you're all over the place. You're not tied up. You're not tied up. That's like the tzitzis. V'im yavor. Afilu alachas mikol mitzvah Hashem ariyotzi min amida. And if you transgress even one of the mitzvos, you're going outside of the measure. You're going outside of the realm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set out for you, and that's not good. Don't do that. That's like, it's like a tsunami. It's bad, right? Once, and we know this, by the way. Once you break the dam, sometimes we see this with our kids. Sometimes, right? They make one big, and all of a sudden, like. Right? And I'll see a kid, like, they'll go to college and they'll get, like, totally lost, like, in college, you know. You see them, and who even knows what's going on? None of your kids. That's for sure. And I see them, and they're partying. You can see this, just, like, party in their eyes, and drinking it. They got, you know, alcohol in their brains. They got who knows what going on in there. And I just saw a rabbi, oh, wow. I say, Tzadik, when was the last time you put on tefillin? Go home. Go back to school. Put on tefillin. Just put on tefillin. Try. A few days. Put on tefillin. Get into routine. Tie your. You know what tefillin is? It's binding, right? We're tying ourselves to something, right? And then I'll check in with the kid a few months later. What happened? Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, right. It helps, right? It centers you, right? Or if it's a girl, I say, just have it. Say Shema. Say Shema Esrei. It gives us something. It tethers us to something. And that's the concept. Ach lefisha min hayam. Now, what about where do we go after that? Ach lefisha min hayam in lilmod ki lavodas Hashem yira. But if we only learn from the sea, we only learn to serve God through fear. Sharei amar bayam below. Oh, right, it's distressing. Oh, I don't want to. I'm nervous. I'm scared. It's about fear. It's about seeing something and being afraid. You don't want to break the dam. You don't want to break the surface. Who knows what could happen? Shma minashi minayam ein lomore aki magiro. Milta zutrasu l'gabe mojel l'gabe kol d'chusei. Aval ein ze sofa shleimus. Says, but it doesn't end there. That's not how we can attain shleimut. What's a good English translation for shleimus? Shleimut. Perfection, completeness, wholesomeness. Right? You're looking for a fully developed person. Right? You want to be a shalei. Im Hashem. Ki ha'ose me'ava v'odis Hashem v'simcha. God only na yore Elohim. Because a person who serves from love and a person who serves from joy, if you're always afraid of what's going to be, that's not the real geshmak of what you're supposed to be doing. There's supposed to be a joy in what you're doing. God only na yore Elohim. Who anenemi ges kapa v'torah, where you're just appreciating all of the work that you've done in Torah.
and connecting.
When you do something through joy and through love, you're actually like deriving benefit from even from the heartache, from the work. But if you're doing it through fear of what's going to be, what's going to happen, you're not enjoying it. You're not appreciating it. So why bother? Like, what is it? And the truth is, one can make the argument. I've had, like, situations where, like, you know, I don't know, right before my kid's bar mitzvah, right? This happened, two of them. Right before the kid's bar mitzvah, it's like Wednesday, right before the bar mitzvah, and we're practicing, and the kid makes a mistake, and in front of the Torah, they're practicing the Torah, makes a mistake, and starts freaking, oh my God, I'm going to do, what am I going to do? Literally on the floor, in the middle of... Like, I can't. And like, oh, this is terrible. And I'm like, you know, it's really not a big deal. We're really, you know, it's fine. The keilah, it's a really beautiful thing. All bar mitzvah parents appreciate it. No one's mikavel. No one's calling cat calls. No one's, it's fine. Don't worry. No, I can't. I don't want to do it. It's going to be upset. I say, close the Torah. Close the Torah. No, I'm not in trouble. You're not in trouble. I just want you to know this is not what God wants from you. God doesn't want us to serve. This is not the service of God. If you're putting it on because I just have to get through it, and I have to get over it, you're missing the essential ingredient of Avodas Hashem. Al kein amar v'yam domel rakia, and that's why it doesn't stop. And then we look at the shore on one hand, right? That's the one way to look. But then we look to the horizon, and we look further out, and we're able to have an expansive view on things, and we look towards the heavens. And ki al yedei sheyizkor tamid b'maseh hayam, because then when you remember the sea, yedoma kilu hayatami negen edav, v'achar kach yedoma gam kein, kilu mistaka b'rakia tamid. Now it's like you're looking at the heavens. Ki hayam doma l'rakia, u'menu yira b'chei yaseh. And then you'll see that, and then you'll do. Ma rakia yinu m'shana midas v'lo od shilin eshes samach l'avod. You'll learn from the heavens. The heavens are happy to do it. They're happy to do it. That's what I want from you. Kakia avod gamhu et Hashem b'simcha me'ava. And that's what Hashem wants from you. And then once you do that, and once you serve out of love, then he says, like, really, is it better to serve out of a sense of love than fear? And he says, 100%. Because when you serve out of a love versus a fear, ultimately you're going to want to connect to Kisei HaKavod. You want to connect to Hashem. It feels good. We want avodas Hashem. We want the service of God to feel good. And that brings us back to the Medrash on the other side, in Parshas Tetzaveh, to close the loop. When it comes to the way that we're going to speak, you know what? It might not feel so great. You want to deliver some big, juicy gossip. You want to go off on some person. You want to, you know, give him a mishaberach, as they say, right? You want to give a person a mishaberach, and you hold back. Yeah, it's going to be hard. You feel like being like the sea. You're holding back. Right? That, yeah, so you need a little yira for that. That's fine. And that's why the Medrash stops there. Just tcheles dom eliyam, stop it. You have your mouth, you have your teeth, stop it. Stom et hapeh, when it comes to lashon hara, when it comes to gossip, when it comes to breeding yuckiness or resentment. But when it comes to avodas Hashem, no. Start with the sea, and then move on. Go from the sea to shamayim, to kisei hakavod. Because ultimately, that's what we're looking to accomplish. We want to enjoy what we do, and we want to really develop a relationship, a deep connection, an abiding connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, my friends, is the secret of the Techeles. May we wear it well, and may it inspire us every day.